Kaya Biz. Inside your business on Kaya Biz.
Yep, we're about to get inside your business as we always do with entrepreneurs, because it's one thing to tell us that you're running a fantastic enterprise, you've got a great client base and revenues are streaming in, but what are you doing to make sure that those profits are essentially sustainable, that you have a workforce that is happy, that is content, and you are also making sure that you go back to your why and attain the objectives that you've actually established for yourself within the market, the sector, and business environment that you choose to operate in. This speaks to a conversation that we're about to have now, where we look to underscore and highlight how best it is that entrepreneurs need to adequately plan for the year ahead. How is it that you're looking to execute on improving new processes, having a better strategy, and of course, fundamentally attaining success? Well, to help us out with this, we join on the line by CEO of Flow Communications, Tara Turkington. Tara, welcome to the show and thank you so much for your time.
Evening, Gugu. It's actually Tara, but Tara. I respond to Tara too.
Fantastic. Evening. Thank you so much, Tara, and really appreciate you joining us. I guess first things first, Tara, you yourself are a CEO and a leader of a well-established and distinguished firm here in South Africa. Maybe before we even go into the discussion as to how other entrepreneurs need to prepare for their businesses, what have the last 2 years taught you that you might be taking into 2022?
Sure. Yeah, so much. I think we're going to look back at this time and be very grateful in a weird way. It's taught us to be innovative, to be agile, that word pivot is very overused, but geez, we've tried different things. Some things have worked, some things haven't. I think we've learned, for us at Flow, we've learned more than ever that our people are everything to us. And so we've got to look after them absolutely the best we can, and that is the people who work for us. But actually, I think as business owners, even small business owners, we all have an obligation to create and hold on to jobs in South Africa. And that's I think our biggest social problem. And so yeah, it's taught us to be grateful for people and to realize that they are an amazing asset in any business.
That's so refreshing, Tara, because I think so often we always think it's about the business, the assets, the clients, the money, but you've taken it back to people. And fundamentally, that is the basis of what every organization is actually formed on. And I'm glad that you highlight that, because that often speaks then to the mission of a business. And you've identified, I guess, 16 steps to help entrepreneurs and business owners with their process of revisiting their strategy. And mission is number one.
Yes. So you know, entrepreneurs, it's easy to get really excited and jump in and want to be making sales and want to be delivering on your promises and want to be dreaming up new product lines. I think we entrepreneurs are very action oriented people, solutions driven people, and we're not so great always at strategy. And so I sat down and typed out these 16 tips about strategy, because really a business needs strategy. It's got to be guided by it, and it's all too tempting for entrepreneurs not to have one and then stick to it, and then you end up going down whatever rabbit holes in your business. So yeah, the first tips I give are articulate your vision and your mission. So these two are slightly different things. Your mission is your purpose, your reason for existing as a business. Like, what do you do? You help people pay their tax, or you provide tires for cars, or you provide communication solutions like us. That is your actual purpose. And then your vision is what you would like to achieve in the long term. So where are you looking down the line? So I give an example in the article, the difference between vision and mission. If you look at Google's mission, it's a little bit boring and it's a little bit long-winded: to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful. And in its vision statement, shorter, it's punchier, it's about the future: to provide access to the world's information in one click.
Sure. So I get you. It's about making it clear, concise, that all the stakeholders know what you're about, how you're going to go about it, and of course the ultimate vision that you'd like to have for the business. And I'm glad you spread, you share a few examples as well of bigger brands that we might be familiar with, like Nike, to bring inspiration and innovation to every athlete. TED, spreading ideas through their talks. And that also helps us understand how then we also need to define our values, following, you know, developing the mission, identifying the vision, but of course values then speak volumes.
So your values, I mean, I think values are actually even possibly more important than your vision and mission. Your values are actually what define you. It's what you stand for as a business. And I think if you haven't done it and you run a small business, this is like your number one thing to do on your to-do list in the morning. Figure out what are your values and then to articulate them, to share them, and to start living them. You probably are living them already, even if you haven't actually articulated them. But for example, I'll give you an example, Google. At Flow, I mean, one of our values is people. People are our most important asset. And so that helped us. Values are there for you when times are difficult, right? They're there for you to figure out how to act. For us, with COVID, when it first hit, we thought, gosh, are we going to have a business? A lot of our clients are in tourism. Are we actually even, you know, what's going to happen to us as a business through COVID? What should we do? Should we cut jobs? Should we scale back, cut salaries? What, you know, you look at your expenses. In some ways, those would be the first things to do. And instead, because our value is our people are our most important assets, we sat down and we were like, right, how can we protect every single job? Mm-hmm. How can we hold on to our people? Let's be transparent. Let's show our finances to our own staff. Let's figure this out together and let's just go month by month with the bigger picture of keeping the jobs. And at one point we actually asked people to vote, should we retrench a third of our staff or should we, you know, I mean, right in the beginning of lockdown, it was tough. We were scared, you know, should we retrench a third of our staff? Should we all take a third salary cut? And we asked staff to vote. Every single staff member voted for the salary cut. No one wanted to vote for somebody to lose their job. And by the end of last year, we had made that money back. We actually paid everyone 100% bonus.
Wow.
And that's how, you know, you need to live your value. You need to articulate it and live it. Where, you know, and not everyone's going to have people as their value. If your value, for instance, is efficiency, or, you know, then you might be looking at, okay, then we need to be more efficient. We need to cut the people. So. Right. So that's why your values are really, really important. They guide you in how you're going to act in difficult situations.
Yeah. Tara, I'd just like to dive into that specifically, that example that you alluded to, you know, in getting your staff to vote on what to do, having their support, and then even having the ability to experience sharing the success with them by paying out 100% bonuses tells us something, right, about getting their buy-in and communicating your strategy widely, which are also key factors that you actually identify as being very important with the execution of your strategy.
Absolutely. So, you know, once you've developed your strategy, you've got to share it and you've got to get people to live it. And you've got to get people to own it and develop it. You know, strategy is not a dead, dull document that sits together in dust on a bookshelf.
Yeah.
It's actually a living document. It's something that changes as conditions change. So you've got to get people to buy in and to contribute and to own it and to almost co-create, collaborate to make that strategy.
Yeah.
I think those are the most effective strategies, which you can do in a small to medium business. I mean, maybe if you're running a big corporate, it's a little more difficult. Although I still think consultation is always essential.
Mm. And that's quite true. What I'm also quite keen on one of the notes that you also mentioned regarding these 16 steps to adopt, you highlight developing a detailed action plan. And I'm really intrigued by this because what we know is that sometimes plans go out the window, right, when you're hit by a crisis, which is exactly what we saw in the last 2 years. But like you say, unless you actually have a detailed plan, then you can adapt or pivot, as you said earlier, from there. But elaborate further on this particular point for us.
Yeah, so strategy is a big roadmap. A plan is actually like an action plan, steps on how you're going to do that. So, for example, your roadmap might be to grow your international client base by 60% in the next 5 years.
Yep.
That's a part of your strategy. In your action plan, you're going to be, well, to do that, in 1 year, you know, in the first year, we're going to have to grow it by 15%. In the second year, another 15%. What does that take? Actually, we've got to identify and approach 100 new international clients per quarter in order to get that growth. That's how you would actually break it down into an action plan. And then further, okay, who's going to actually do that? Which people in the business are going to be identifying, approaching these international businesses and doing that work? And so your action plans are the little nuggets, the small things that make up your bigger vision.
Yep, and those are important. And staying focused on those, right? Because sometimes you see your competitors doing things differently. You might see a new trend come on board. And then you actually might get distracted by not keeping the main thing, and following through with your plan.
Oh, it's so easy. It's so easy to get distracted. And I think a lot of entrepreneurs, if you're anything like me, you might have ADD or ADHD. So it's really hard to stay focused. So, you know, set in your calendar once a quarter, maybe, or at least. Have a look at how far you what have you done against your strategy? What have you actually done? What can you tick off the list? What have you forgotten about and not stayed focused on, and what do you need to come back to? And it's really fun and fulfilling when you actually cross something off your list and you might not even realize that you've done it because you've been busy, you know, you've been so busy. But to come back, just remember, okay, this is what we set out. This is what we set out to do. This is what we've done. Cross it off. See what you still need to focus on. And then even to reevaluate, maybe there's some things you said at the beginning of the year that are no longer necessary. It's important to then re-strategize.
Yeah. I'm really appreciative that you've shared many of these, insights and details, Tara, and also shared even your personal perspective to make sure that you get everyone's buy-in on board. And even the last point that you highlight is that whilst you have the plan, you go through the process of doing a SWOT analysis, getting everyone's buy-in involved, not forgetting your customers, that you do need to adapt your strategy, as you said. It's not meant to be a pile gathering dust.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, you've kind of almost got to have a little strategy for your strategy, not to forget it. You've got to keep it on the burner. It's got to be there. You've got to have the discipline, you know, and it's amazing what you can do if you are disciplined about it and you can look back on the year and think, geez, look at all the things I can tick off. You know, as I say famously, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And that's, I think, so your strategy document is probably your fundamental planning document in your business.
Yep, very important. Thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with us, Tara. Really appreciate it. And, of course, many more entrepreneurs can also follow you in terms of getting details on these the 16-point plan or tips to help you with your process of revisiting your strategy. It's a new year, new opportunity, and making sure that you follow through with the commitments that you actually might have for yourself. Tara, thank you so much. Really appreciate your feedback tonight.
Thanks so much, Google. All the best.
Take care then, Tara. That's Tara Turkington, CEO of Flow Communications, assisting us with some guidelines for our Inside Your Business feature this evening, helping us make sure that as entrepreneurs, we're ready to tackle 2022.
Kaya Biz with Google Tumfupi, Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.